the brave children of Islamic countries rose up and pushed them back. But this time they came and they used this negligence, this, let's call it sleeping, and the lack of vigilance of certain elements. They used this opportunity, and through lies, they captured and occupied the land of Palestine, and they established this fabricated regime. Zionists are, as a matter of fact, the epitome of materialist thought and the philosophy of liberalism. That means the aspiration of the West is what you see in the Zionist regime. The attitude of the material world, you can see, it's crystallized in the Zionist regime, and it can be sought in their acts and deeds. But the question is, now, what status are we facing? If you have a flashback to 30 years ago, if you remember all that ballyhoo that they raised, the greatest criminals of earth, they try to pretend that they are peace lovers. They made this myth and this inconquerable power, and they tried to silence everyone. Syria was at the forefront. They put a lot of pressure on Syria, and almost no one in the world was talking against it. And almost everyone had given recognition to the Zionists. The Zionists and their leaders were preparing for a celebration of 300 years of domination all over the world. And they were kind of getting relieved with the idea that they were going to make sure that there is no more resistance, no more cries against them. All of them got to accept and admit that situation. But this story that the Zionist regime is inconquerable, everyone was kind of got to believe that. When you talk to them, you said, it's impossible, you have to get on board with that and accept that. But you saw what happened. The late Imam Khomeini came, the revolution of the Imam emerged, and the people of Iran got moving, and the Imam named that day, this day, the Quds Day. And since the very beginning of naming a day as Quds Day, the Zionist regime has been on the verge of collapse. Whatever they did, whatever they could to salvage the Zionist regime, but they were not successful. There were lots of rounds of negotiations. They made promises. They took those who were ready to compromise to negotiation table. They showed them green light. They gave them hollow promises and depicted the mirage for them. The problem was not solved. They invaded Lebanon so to show, to make up for their failures. They could not solve the problem. They attacked Gaza. They tried to compensate for the failures and defeats and to stabilize their situation. They could not solve the problem. Now you know, the whole world should know, that today the philosophy, the raison d'etre of the Zionist regime is being questioned, and the big lie is out there for everyone to see. The Zionist regime was supposed to provide their interests and benefits, but see what has happened. It was supposed to capture from Nile to the Euphrates, but see what's happened. Now, in order to protect themselves, they erect barricades and walls around it. And its supporters, in order to support it, they take their soldiers to our region all the way. Now, the cost of keeping the Zionist regime is much more than their income for those who gave rise to its existence. Now they have come and say that they want to hold talks. Now we ask them this question, who is going to hold talks? Those who want to hold talks, who do they represent? The representative of the people of Palestine, who is that person? The one who needs to be addressed to be talked to. Where did he get this representation? What are they going to talk about? About the land of Palestine? Who has the right to give a part, to sell a small part of the land of Palestine to enemies? I should announce here, it's not only the people of Palestine, not the people of the region, no one will give anyone the permission to even give one little part, one iota of the land of Palestine to enemies. About what subject are they going to talk about? They have captured your home and they say, let's negotiate. What about are you going to talk? If you are to have any talks, any real talks, they should first get out of their house and then sit down and talk. In what atmosphere are they going to hold those negotiations? Every day they are killing people, they're destroying homes, they're showing their claws, and they announce that our objective for the talks is to ridicule the people of Palestine, to play games. In what atmosphere are you going to hold talks? Who is going to be the mediator? Those who, in the name of mediation, who came forward in the name of mediation, they're actually accomplices of the thief. They themselves set this up. How can they be as mediators, and how can they bring about a just situation and atmosphere for the talks? You really get amazed to see this. Of course, it seems that their insistence on talks will follow three objectives. One of them is the U.S. elections. Unfortunately, in the liberal democracy, the power might is right, and to reach power you can do anything. You can even take all your soldiers and kill 1 million of Iraqis for the sake of your election. You can plant bombs, you can create and organize terrorist groups in order to secure votes. To get votes, you can bow to Zionist regime. That's what they do. Today, they have elections. They want to say that we have done something. We have brought about some change. We have gone one step forward. And this is really regrettable to see this. Later on, they want to dominate the world. What governance they want to bring? Even if you win the elections, and most probably you will win the elections, you don't need to do all these nasty things for that. And what are you going to do after that? Through tyranny, through deception, through treason and trampling upon the rights of a nation, you want to win the elections. What are you going to do next? Next will be the same story. Still oppression, treason. You will act according to your own nature. When the result of a vote that is lie will be only used for those kind of purposes, same lies, it will be serving crimes again. And the major second goal is to provide a chance for the Zionist regime. The Zionist regime is now has hit a dead end. Inside, they face problems. They want to give it some little opportunity for it to reorganize again. And the third goal is to come up with a pretext to attack, to repress the Palestinian people and maybe attack the neighboring countries. It's clear that these talks will fail. The talks were already failed before they started. There is no basis for the talks. When the core of the problem, that is the rights of the Palestinian people, the realities on the ground in the region, all of these are ignored, then it's clear that these talks fail. I announce with loud voice that the fate of the Palestine will be determined in Palestine and through the resistance of the people of Palestine, not in Washington, not in Paris, not in London. There is no need for anyone to intervene. These talks have already failed. There is no room for talks. What are they going to talk about? The Zionists are getting destroyed, and the other one is only a hostage. That person cannot do anything. Today, the people of Palestine have the power, and the Zionist regime is falling, is on that slope toward destruction. I announce that all these ploys and later future ploys will never be able to save the Zionist regime. Chanting slogans in support. They're going after committing new crimes. It's clear, like day, that new crimes will not save them either. More crimes will only cause, it will accelerate the collapse of the Zionist regime and nothing else. If they are right, they should allow the people to leave out of those boundaries they have created. You are informed that a large number of people are standing in lines to get out of the rule of the Zionist regime and to make their exit out of the occupied lands. Those who were given promises and they were brought to that land. Today they have levied heavy taxes for them to pay all the costs in the 20, 30, 50 years. They have calculated all the security, social welfare, the economy, whatever costs they have listed all of those. So you have to pay for all these if you want to get out of this land. Now, the fact is that the Party of the Zionists have lost their names. Whatever they have done is out for everyone to see. They have nothing to hide. They have a very complicated political party that acts against human beings. They dominate media, wealth, and power sources in the West. Of course, regarding the Zionist Party, that we have two theories. Some people believe that this Zionist Party is created by the West itself. It's only a tool in their hands, and it's an excuse for their hegemony. And some people say, no, the Zionist regime dominates the power sources in the West and has taken them hostage. Whichever it is, the result will be the same. We see the output result, and this is the status quo. Now, I want to make a few statements, one addressing the Palestinians. To the people of Palestine, I say, well done, you have done a great job. And justice seekers are proud of you. You should know that the best way to obtain your rights, the rights of the people of Palestine, is through resistance. They are afraid of the resistance of the Palestinian people. The destiny of the people will not be determined through talks with the occupier enemy. The destiny of the Palestinians will be through resistance and steadfastness of the great nation of Palestine. That's the way it will be determined. I tell the Palestinians that the promise of God will be fulfilled, that victory is close. Of course, resistance is hard. We exactly know what's happening on the ground in Gaza. The people of Iran sympathizes with the people of Palestine. We know how hard it is for them to resist, but fulfillment of great aspirations will not be possible except through going through all these hardships. And also, I want to address the people in the region. Our regional people see the result of the resistance, its dignity.